All the biggest story in the world is getting buried. Did I read this morning that Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, said, okay, I'll lower the tariffs and the taxes?
Yeah, and he also, so he said, yeah, he would lower tariffs, open up for more foreign trade, including the tariffs on autos, which is really big for us here in the United States. You know, you and I grew up at a time when the auto industry was sort of in decline a little bit. But, you know, in places like China, they prefer the American trucks and the American SUVs, even though the Japanese make them and the Koreans make them. So that's a very big deal if he lowers those tariffs. And I think the thing that they're really burying is that Xi promised to enforce intellectual property rights of foreign companies that are operating in China. So that would be a huge deal. And let's just hope he follows through on some of these promises.
Well, yeah, we hope he follows through. But the fact that he even said it, it would be earth-shattering news if this were President Obama.
It's so true. You know, look, the news media has such a double standard when it comes to who the president happens to be. For liberal presidents and for Democrats, words mean more than actions all the time. They just think words are so important. And then when it comes to Republican presidents or policy things that happen that would be an advantage to a Republican president, they want to, you know, they're waiting to verify every little thing. It's really frustrating. I'm not saying to go crazy and run out in the street and dance naked over this, but I am saying, just like you are, this is a very big deal for a Chinese president to say this. And remember, Xi has more power than just about any a Chinese leader since Mao before him. So if he really wants to do this, I really don't think it'll be a problem for him to do it. It's just about his will, and it sounds like he's willing.
Yeah, but why would he be willing so fast just a few days into this? Why didn't he stall for a few weeks?
Well, you know, President Trump gave us the hint on that one a few days ago, and he said, there is no trade war with China. We already lost it. You know, China's winning this game by about a million points. So if he can get some of the heat off of his own markets and the worldwide markets by giving in 100 of those million points that he owes us, or whatever it is, that's really no big deal for him. And, you know, and it's still a win. You know, for those of us who follow economic news, the trend is your friend. You know, you might have high unemployment, but if it goes down by a couple of percentage points over a year or so, that's a really big difference. It feels so positive. And so even though there's a long way to go, and I don't know if we'll ever reach trade parity with China or any of our other partners, to get that gap narrowed is a very, very big deal.
Hey, Jake Novak, just explain to the audience, when they say they steal our property, all the big companies, when they let them into China, they have to share everything, all their secrets, their software code, everything with the Chinese government?
Well, you know, you could make the argument, Mark, that we actually have no imports with China. And here's what I mean by that. If you're a big importer importing things into China, you have to set up a, quote, Chinese company to operate in China to do that. Now, I understand it's a legal fiction. It's obvious, you know, Ford isn't really, doesn't have like, another company entirely. But when you do that, well, you're setting up a Chinese company, right, Mark? So you got to follow by all the Chinese rules. And then, you know, China is a communist country. The government owns everything. So it's really, it's an incredibly difficult situation. But like I said, if China decides that it's going to mark who really is a foreign company, no matter what their legal designation is, and do a better job of protecting their intellectual property, then that's a good sign. Do I think that the government won't take it? No. I think they'll still steal it. But as far as letting other companies have it and let it get out there in the public, I think that they could do a better job.
Yeah. So.